This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The AFC updated picture. I mean, it's December. It's go time now for everybody in the AFC. You start taking a look at the seeding potential for number one. You start to get a feel for what everybody's got left. Five games left. A couple teams still on a bye. For starters, the Baltimore Ravens were once unbeatable, right? That's what we were told. The unbeatable Ravens, like, hey, you can't stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. I believe that's what some national folks were saying. They're suddenly 8-5, and they're a wild card team, and the Steelers just keep on winning, which is why I asked the question, does Pittsburgh deserve more attention as a threat to Kansas City than we have given them? Not for the number one seed, because I just think that the math is really tough to get there to find how on earth the Steelers would pass both the Chiefs and Bills. I said a week or two ago, I think the number one seed conversation is over. It's the Chiefs or the Bills. And I still believe that. The odds market would tell you that's the case as well. Chiefs are minus 135, Bills plus 110. Steelers are 20-1 to be the number one seed. I'm not saying they're a threat for the one seed. I'm just saying, come playoff time, have you seen enough recently where you're like, okay, maybe I have to factor them in more? It really is whether or not you believe Russell Wilson can play at the level that he just got done playing against Cincinnati. And that's why my answer is still no. I don't believe that Russell Wilson, who's had a great season, who you can make a case along with Joe Burrow and a few other players, could be the comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know if in the playoffs, do I think Russell Wilson is putting together two consecutive games, which is what it probably would take to play the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs, depending on how the seeding works out. Right now, the Steelers, of course, are a divisional leader and would host a wild card round game. And then they would go on the road potentially if they were to win in round two, whether that's at Buffalo or at Kansas City, I guess, depending on how the seeding lays out. But I it's hard for me to consider them a threat for multiple wins. Now, if it's one, like for some reason, if there's no way this is going to work out because the Chiefs are going to be a division winner, and it looks like the Steelers are as well. So they probably wouldn't play the divisional round. But whoever you are, like if you're a wild card team and you have to go to Pittsburgh, that is going to be brutal. Hell, the Chiefs game in Pittsburgh for a one game sample on Christmas Day is going to be a brutal game for Kansas City to play. I just don't think I can tell you right now that they're a threat in terms of the AFC title game conversation, unless you think they can win multiple games. And I still question whether they can do that. Am I just being still way too pessimistic about this Steelers team?
No, because I think if everybody, I think, is going to overreact to Sunday, because again, a reminder of who they played the worst defense in the NFL this season, and everybody's basically looked good against the Cincinnati Bengals defense. So I think that you can take it for something in the fact that they've strung together, Russell Wilson strung together some good performances, and they've beaten the Ravens and they've beaten the Bengals and all this other stuff. They've been able to put up points. But I think when you look at like who they've played, and it causes you to hesitate a little bit, just because you look at the remaining schedule, and you mentioned obviously the Chiefs are in there. They have the Browns at Philly, at Baltimore, the Chiefs, and then the Bengals again. The Philly-Baltimore game, as you and I were talking about before the show, Gold, is, and just in prep for this, was those are, that might be the real test, where if they can beat Baltimore and Philly, then all of a sudden, I don't, the one seed is whatever, but they're legit. I think if they can beat Philly in particular, and they beat Baltimore again on the road, but I don't know if I'm drinking the Kool-Aid yet, and I don't think you're wrong for not drinking the Kool-Aid, because the way that they play, you just, can they win two games? I think to your point, because who would they play? If they won the division, they'd be the three seed right now. They'd play the Chargers or the Broncos, and then they would go on to, if they won that game, they'd play the two seed, so they'd play Buffalo. Do you think they can string a couple wins against the Chargers and Buffalo?
No, I don't. That's still where I'm skeptical about them being a threat. Now, someone on the text line says, hey, everybody's a threat to Kansas City with the way they're playing. Sure. with the way they're playing right now, every single game is going to be a nail biter. The Chiefs aren't blowing anybody out. We brought that up yesterday, even though I also said yesterday 80% of all games in the NFL are decided by one score or less here in the 2024 season. The Steelers' thought process would change, I think, for people, as you said, with the schedule. They have Cleveland, then at Philly, at Baltimore, and Kansas City. If they won all three of those or two of three, then yeah. The regular season stuff to me is just different. The same way we discuss the Chiefs differently come playoff time, I think it's what Ross Tucker has told us, or our Odyssey NFL insider as well. I'm on the same page as him, which is we all can see them being a brutal out for anybody and winning a game. Can they win two? And if you are calling them a threat, to me, you have to think they can win multiple games. That's why the Chiefs are a threat in the playoffs. That's why the Bills are a threat in the playoffs. It's why it's hard to imagine anybody else, honestly, being in the AFC title game. Like, do I think right now the way Baltimore's playing, they can win two games in a row? And given their playoff history, as in Lamar's playoff history. But ultimately, right now, all that should matter for you as a Chiefs fan is the number one seed conversation. How do you hold off Buffalo? We know Kansas City's 11-1. The Bills are 10-2. The Bills have the tiebreaker. Kansas City has to finish with a better record than Buffalo. KC has the Chargers on Sunday night at home, then at Cleveland, home to Houston, at Pittsburgh, at Denver. There's a 3-game in 10-day stretch there, Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh. The Bills are on a bye this week. Then they have at the Rams, at the Lions before finishing up with Patriots at home, Jets at home, and at New England. If the Chiefs are to get the number one seed, I think it's very fair to say the Bills have got to lose one of the games against the Rams or the Lions. If the Bills do not lose to the Rams or Lions, then I think they're going 15-2. And that means the Chiefs could not lose another game because, as I said, they don't have the tiebreaker. And do we think right now the Chiefs are finishing 16-1? I can't get there. I just can't. And so that's the challenge and why you desperately need the Bills to lose a game between the Rams or the Lions over the next 3 weeks.
Did we ever say that it was a lock, the one seed?
A lock?
Yeah.
No.
I guess it was all dependent on the Bills game as to whether or not it was a lock.
If they would have beat the Bills, then yes.
Okay.
Because again, it's the tiebreaker math is where it would have been. I mean, the Chiefs would have been 12-0 right now, and the Bills would be 9-3, and the math wouldn't work out for Buffalo. That's why it's so important, though, because I don't know about you guys. This is the question I guess I should be asking. Do you think the Chiefs are running the table? I sure as heck don't. Mm-hmm. And so if they don't, that means at best case, they're 15-2. And that's still like a hell of a regular season. Boy. And the Bills could run the table if they get through the Rams and the Lions and they have the tiebreaker. So that's why, to me, it's all about the next couple weeks. Desperately need to be rooting for the Lions and the Rams.
I was going to say, who do you think has the toughest schedule going forward between the Chiefs and the Bills? The Chiefs have the Chargers at Cleveland.
I think it's the Chiefs. They're all playoff teams except for Cleveland.
Denver.
I think it's the Chiefs. They're playing all playoff teams except for Cleveland.
Because
right?
I think, if I remember right, the Bills, not notoriously, but the Bills always struggle against New England for whatever reason. Like, that's like their kryptonite in a way where, for whatever reason, the Patriots always give them a good game, and they could drop one of those. They can't afford to do it. They play the Patriots twice. That might be one where you look back on it. Not to say that the Bills blow it, but let's say the Chiefs lose one of these games before they play New England, and the Bills got like, okay, the Bills have this have New England, the final game of the regular season. New England has nothing other than we can make sure the Bills don't get the one seed. The Bills might lose. If the Bills lose that game, it would be a surprise. They would blow it, but I don't know if it would be. You said the Chiefs have the toughest schedule, but in terms of the scariest matchup, maybe you're the one that could just
the Chiefs are playing an 8-win Chargers team on Sunday night. They're playing at Cleveland, who we've all just seen are just going to be a tough out. Nobody thinks they're a great team, but with Jameis, who last night was the full Jameis Winston experience, where he threw for almost 500 yards, but also have two pick sixes and four touchdowns. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a tough game. That's not the one I'm really counting. Houston, division leader. Pittsburgh, division leader. And then at Denver, who is going to be a playoff team, it sure looks like. And that's on the road, and we all know how close the game was at Arrowhead. And then the challenge and why you have to have that Rams-Lions loss coming for the Bills. If you don't, then it also ensures that, you know, you're in a position where that Denver game, you know, it's hard to imagine that one not being a game in which you have to play your starters right now, doesn't it? Because you can't, again, you cannot tie.
To get the one seed,
with the Bills.
Yeah.
Well, that to me is the ultimate goal right now until the playoffs start, is getting the number one seed, getting the bye. We'll play some audio later on today where Chris Jones was talking about how he wants to, you know, basically petition the NFLPA or whatever in the offseason to make it to where if you're going to have teams play in 3 games in 10 days around Christmas and stuff, that you guarantee them a mandatory late season bye week versus a week 6 bye, which is what the Chiefs got. You know, a lot of people are talking about like, well, either way, the Chiefs would get a bye week, whether it's the wild card round or whether it's week 18 against Denver. I'm not so sure that's the truth, because unless Buffalo, unless Kansas City has dropped multiple games before the Denver game, then that week 18 game at Denver, I don't think is going to be one where you rest your starters. The only way the Chiefs are resting their starters, I think, at Denver is if they themselves have dropped games, because I find it hard to believe that the Bills would be eliminated from the number one seed conversation with the tiebreaker now before week 18. So the Chiefs, to me, unless they're going to lose to the Chargers and another team before, which is possible, then that game at Denver is one where the Chiefs, I think, are going to have to play their starters.
Yeah, I think the way that it's tracking definitely looks like that.
So hopefully the Bills just, you know, slip up. And the best chance for that is at L.A. and at Detroit. We'll get back to this a little bit later on